This is Bob Fetrakis with The Other Side of the News, brought to you by thefreepress.org. WCRS Community Radio 98.3 and 102.1. This is Bob Fetrakis bringing you The Other Side of the News in the studio with Dan Dugan, my co-host.
Yo, yo, here I am. I'm the other side of the other side. Although not really. We tend to agree about things.
Well, as many have asked in old folk songs about you, Dan, which side are you on?
Yeah, boys, you're darn tootin'. And it's time to choose up sides, as the election did the other night. But first, we want to remind people that the Free Press Protest Fest, with psychedelic protest and psychedelic sounds from local artists, will help keep the free press alive. That event is Monday, November 13th, 6 to 11 p.m. There will be awards at 7 p.m. And who's getting awards, Bob?
Well, Gregory Gross will be getting the 2017 Free Press Volunteer Award. He's done a tremendous amount of work, for the free press, but for the Green Educational Fund, the Central Ohio Green Educational Fund, which owns the license to this station, for
WGRN.
Full disclosure.
Yes.
So Gregory Gross will be honored, as well as Tekla Taylor Lagway, longtime activist going way back to the 1950s.
Wow.
But Tekla, still active.
Mm-hmm.
Well over half a century of activism in a variety of movements, from the ecology to Central America. Longtime fighter for human rights, for prisoners' rights, and for the working people.
There you go. Well, that's quite deserving.
And her award will be a Lifetime Achievement Award, which we named after our former editor, Libby Gregory.
Yes, indeed.
And the Columbus DSA, that's the Democratic Socialist of America, is giving their Debs Harrington Award. Eugene Victor Debs, the legendary socialist leader, 5 times candidate for president of the U.S., including
indeed
in 1920 from jail, Dan Dugan.
A real alternative to the normal stuff out there, elephants and donkeys.
Absolutely. And so the Debs Harrington Award, Michael Harrington, of course, the architect of the war on poverty, worked in the Johnson administration. That'll go to Amber Evans.
There you go. Excellent.
And again, Amber Evans works with the People's Justice Project, doing a lot of good work around the issue of police brutality and raising the banner of Black Lives Matter.
Yes, indeed.
All right. So what's the time on that again, Mr. Dugan?
I'm sorry. There's Monday, November 13th, 6 to 11.
Monday.
7 p.m. was the awards. That's where we were. And it is at Woodlands Tavern. And that is at 1200 West 3rd Avenue in Grandview. And we will be seeing the following, Golden Ratio, which is Greg Kilcup and crew, right?
I was thinking of Brian Eno, looking for that certain ratio.
Ratio, yes. Ambiently looking for the but no, Brian Eno will not be there, folks. So Golden Ratio, followed by Brian Clash Griffin, Dan Dugan, whoever that clown is, Victoria Parks, Connie Harris, and the Chicken Hawk Bird Getters.
The Chicken Hawk Bird Getters.
We had a little dust-up with ComFest last summer, but we're bringing them live to the local tavern to have a lot of fun, celebrate leftist politics, and raise some money for the Free Press, which continues to be the only real alternative newspaper in town from where I sit and read. And by the way, I'm going to sit and play the Star-Spangled Banner, so...
Is it going to be the Hendrix?
Or maybe I'll kneel.
Or was it Jose Feliciano?
You know, I knew a guy who got... It's funny how the Star-Spangled Banner has become, you know, it's like the Jimi Hendrix version. I knew a kid who got thrown out of the house because he was listening to it, and his father was sick of him anyway. You know, threw the long hair right on out. That was sacrilege back in the day. You know, not now it's a, you know, it's sort of an honor. Same thing with the American flag. They didn't used to use American flags to sell things. My father, the car dealer, would have been ticked off, to tell you the truth.
But what if you got a big, gigantic flag like Fred Ryker?
Like car dealers do. They fly them, and they fly them at night. And sometimes they're flying them, and they're kind of ripped and torn. So I was thinking of going to the flag lady, buying some flags, and then going up to these people and going, hey, your flag is torn. It's ripped up. It's faded. It's out there in the rain. Come on. This is not patriotic. And then sell them a flag, right? But also,
but your real agenda is to burn it.
That's well, that could be
in the proper way.
That's right. The way to destroy it is to bury it or burn it. That's
the right attitude.
Exactly. Not your ragged flags up there. And I don't even know if people know what a real flag is. So you know, they think those little plastic things are flags. You know, they're not. Anyway, there's enough of that. So we'll be protesting. And we'll be psychedelicizing, and we will get it done. We'll raise some money and have some fun. So come on
down.
That's
Monday, and the date is November 13th, is it not?
Yes, it is.
And I'll be there. All right. I'll be
emceeing the awards, and I'll be emceeing most of the rest of the night. Connie Harris is making some food. I know there's going to be some great bread in lovely shapes, and so... You will be, with the $10, you will get to eat some, too. And, you can also donate more than $10. All right, so what's going on this week, Bob?
It's deductible. Well, the important stories this week, of course, center around the election.
Yes, indeed.
And
big banner day for the Democratic Party, it seems.
Yeah, to Steve Bannon, who wants to tear the country apart.
Yeah.
So the forces of... nationalism, right-wing nationalism, what we call crypto-fascism, can seize
yes.
control.
Yes, it is.
And discriminate against anyone they want and bring back white supremacy. But Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam beat out Ed Gillespie, the former head of the National Republican Party,
right.
Went down to defeat in Virginia.
Right. But didn't Bannon say something to the effect that he didn't, you know, he wasn't really one of them anyway? That's what I think I saw at some point.
Well, yeah,
heard,
he's,
right?
You know, distancing himself. But,
sure he is.
But these are still referendums on Mr. Trump.
Yes,
and
it is.
In New Jersey, the Democrat, first-time major party candidate, Phil Murphy, ended up winning. So you've now got a Governor Murphy, a Democrat in New Jersey, replacing,
right.
of course, your favorite guy.
Oh, Mr. Christie.
Chris Christie.
Yeah, love that guy.
He lives on his back.
No.
Chris Christie. He's real big in. Okay.
Oh, come on. That's not nice. You shouldn't make fun of the man's large size. Anyway, but he's gone. That's the good news. Or he will be soon, right?
He'll be back
be
someday.
No Chris Christie to push around anymore. Not that you could, but.
Bring in the small bulldozer. But
move him down the freeway, the turnpike.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes.
He liked turnpikes.
Yes, he did. He can take the turnpike and get right on out of town. So, yeah, but locally, not in Ohio overall, we didn't do so well, our team, right?
Well, so. Devin Branch got about a third of the votes up in East Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly, would have been nice. He was actually a Green Party candidate,
right.
Running against a corrupt East Cleveland machine. He had forced out the previous mayor with a petition drive, and he ended up... getting a fair amount of votes, particularly for a third-party candidate.
Yeah, a third, yeah.
But the Reform Democrats here locally, Bernie Kratz, Reform Democrats, that challenged the major party did
right.
not do
so well.
That well. I mean, in one sense, right, they did well by replacing the Republican Party.
There you go. As the alternative.
In
right, yeah.
Coming out of the primary... There was one Republican for city council, two Yes We Can
right.
Democrats,
right.
and three old-line incumbents.
Uh-huh.
And in the race for the school board, they also ran three candidates. And one did quite well, only losing by a couple of percentage points.
All right, then.
But, I mean, there's questions. We've raised some of these questions. Is part of it was that they were real set on being known as Democrats only. I would have preferred that they make a, it was a nonpartisan race.
Right.
There were no labels on the ballot.
I'm
with the Green Party, but, you know, if they would have slotted maybe one of us in, you know, I could have easily been talked to going out and running against Zach Klein for city attorney.
Right.
I wouldn't have won, but I could have talked about putting police officers in jail if the prosecutors ain't going to charge him with a felony.
Right.
When I see him stomping
kind
on
of a,
people's
it was
heads.
A Dino, right?
When I see him stomping on people's heads, you know, you can bring first-degree misdemeanor charges. Mm. I think you bring a few charges against the police.
I hear you.
The rest of the police who don't do this kind of stuff will rein in their brethren who
that
are
would
a
be
bit
the
out
idea.
Of control.
Yes, these bad boys. You got to make an example out of a few of them, right? Sooner or later. Sooner or later, that has to happen. But as we moved on through the news of the week, what big events or things that happened, Donna Brazil is much in the news concerning her revelations, I guess, about the Democrats. But
well,
it's
her,
not
her,
necessarily anything new, is it?
But her thesis,
yes,
so to speak.
Yes.
Her thesis is that, you know, the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, was completely biased in favor of Hillary Clinton.
Right.
So everyone knew
and
that.
You knew that, yeah.
Right.
Right.
I mean, what? You know, the Bernie-crats don't have to be
Bob, you were involved
of that.
In the, yeah, you were involved in the lawsuit in California, right?
I was involved in speaking out in California and providing testimony and writing about how essentially the party regulars, including the California Secretary of State, you know, was clearly keeping young Bernie supporters newly registered from voting, as they did in other places like Ohio, which I witnessed, and in you know, the purging of voters in Brooklyn.
Right.
So I'm interested in reading the book. Haven't read it yet. I like to read it simultaneously. I've got Hillary's book.
Oh, there you go.
And you know, compare notes. Maybe we'll have
back and forth
a show on it. Go into some detail.
You could take Hillary and Donna to bed, right? You know, and
so to speak.
Suzanne is all right.
Not
with
in Harvey,
I mean, the books,
Weinstein kind of way. Take them, take them to bed.
Yes, absolutely. So also, Mr. Trump is in Asia. I remember that they were showing something the other day that he had, I think he was referencing some Asian at some point, yelling out Bing Bong Ching Chong or something. I think it was on Stephen Colbert. He showed this anyway. So I'm amazed that we haven't really had any big faux pas yet, but I don't know if you noticed any, but you know.
Oh, the you know, I haven't been paying that much attention.
No, I don't think
I've mainly
most of us
been
have
in
to
a
truth.
Bomb shelter,
ah,
with some ready-to-eat meals, thinking if anyone could trigger World War III.
Well, he did load.
It's the Don.
He's loading the Japanese up, which, you know, what could go wrong there, right? I mean,
yeah,
the Japanese are going to be rearmed again too.
Right, go over there and. Unaware that we wrote their
makes
modern
the Korean
constitution.
Peninsula feel safe.
We wrote their modern constitution.
Right.
And they're only allowed to have a self-defense force. And Donald is over there.
Right. Selling wares.
Yes, he's over there telling them to buy weapons.
Yeah. Well, he's selling them.
He's like, you need to buy these weapons.
Right.
And you need to go
to a
casino. This is WGRN 94.1.
We're grinning with the greens.
That's right. The green renaissance.
Uh-huh.
Beginning on this station. This is the Green Renaissance Network.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Have you done anything green today?
Have I done anything green
Mr.
today?
Dugan?
I was feeling a little green.
And I don't mean
too
Irish.
Too much fun last night, but I was taking in some of the fall colors. They're going quickly. But Oh, and I wanted to throw out something else real quickly about the fall
tradition.
Oh,
but we did forget that Trump had a good idea. We've got to give him. He thinks the Japanese should build cars here.
Oh, wow. Was that an original idea?
Why doesn't he come to Ohio? What?
I don't know.
We got cities like Marysville.
Marysville would probably be willing to do that.
And Detroit, you know, Flat Rock.
Yeah, and change some road signs around.
So the great irony of history, they've been doing it since the 70s, and the Donald picked up on it just like that.
Wow, he's quick.
He's quick.
Man, he's right.
He's only been in practice for, 40 or more years,
right?
And he was able to come up with that suggestion.
Fabulous. That's amazing. Yeah, he's quite inventive. He sure is. Well, in the meantime, though, they continue to plow ahead with Manafort and the other players involved with the potential situation of Russian collusion, although the Trump people and Manafort himself are still saying no, that there was no collusion, but it's looking different, and they are continuing down the road. The judge had there was a ruling earlier today or yesterday, perhaps, yes, the female judge involved, which was to continue this case against Manafort, right? So
yeah, they're working up the food chain.
They're
starting with the obvious violations where Manafort was clearly working as a foreign agent. And, they'll squeeze Manafort and others. Some they've already squeezed and gotten plea deal on them.
Mm-hmm.
Papadopoulos.
Yeah.
A good Greek-American name.
We'll see this. There you go. Yeah. He'll be a volunteer. So that's where that's leading. And then in the meantime, we witnessed another shooting in public. This time in a small town in Texas, a church shooting, and the perp got shot by one of the people that was there, apparently, right?
Somebody
who's a regular old Texas shootout.
Is attend the church. Somebody was nearby who went and got a rifle and shot him.
Right.
But again, the question is how many more of these and. In this case, you've got laws on the books, but the military did not comply with putting those in the database. So you have to ask the question, why wasn't that done?
Right, right.
You know, the chain
of
command.
Air Force, is that what it was?
Yeah, the Air Force. Air Force. And he was threatening to kill a superior officer on the base.
Right.
He fractured his stepson's skull, who was an infant.
Right.
And again, he's allowed to go out and buy guns.
Yeah, absolutely. That is amazing. The same kind of thing happened locally at the Al Rosa Villa when that crazy kid that had been in I think Iraq and was supposed to have been watched by the military was turned loose, and he shot Dimebag Darrell, the rocker, up at the Al Rosa Villa. Same kind of thing, though. He should have been watched. He should not have been allowed to hold guns. But, also, once again, I heard another statement from the Trump administration. It's too soon to talk about this. So maybe we shouldn't be talking about it. Har, har, har. Right. Yeah. But, it just goes on. Nothing yet is changing about it. So rather sad. Rather sad in that. So.
On the other hand, there was a candidate not expected to win, but ran on gun control and was able to prevail in the general election.
Right, right.
So the question is, not whether or not it is a constitutional right to have a gun, but how do we regulate them, right? I can't go out and buy a machine gun. Nor can I buy a tank or a, grenade launcher.
Yeah, just a matter of time, right?
Right. You've seen the NRA's long-term plan.
Sure, absolutely. Why not? Uh-huh. They'll get it done.
Yeah, but, the First Amendment itself is, you have a right to speak, but it's reasonable time, place, and manner. I can't claim I have a right to go into a federal building in working hours right. with a megaphone right. and disrupt the whole place. It's regulated.
Right.
And again, we need to regulate, firearms.
Well, sure.
Particularly.
Licensed dogs and cars and everything else.
Yeah, we regulate everything. Yeah.
Right.
And there are limits to virtually everything, right? If you're a hunter, if you're a marksman, if, you know, you want a gun for self-defense and protection, you have a right to that. But how many? Do you have a right to it if you're mentally ill? And even when there's laws, these laws right. aren't being enforced.
Exactly.
And in some areas, here in Ohio, right, you can bring a gun into a bar.
Right.
You know, unless the bar owner bars you.
I had
you couldn't
just
do
given
that
up
in the Old
license.
West. You couldn't do that in the
when,
Old West.
When that came
you're
through.
You're a bar owner.
I was.
Would
yeah.
you allow people into your bar with guns?
I would prefer not to. See, that's what I was saying. It happened just after I got out of the bar business. And that was one thing. One reason I felt, wow, I'm kind of glad I'm not there. Because it's the kind of thing where you're supposed to, if you carry the gun into a bar in Ohio, you're not supposed to drink. So I'm thinking, you know, one bartender looks at the other and goes, see that guy over there that just had like 6 shots of Jack Daniels? I think he's got a gun on him. Why don't you go over and check him? You know what I mean? I mean, how are you going to even know? So there you go. I mean, it just gets sillier and sillier, I tell you.
Right, but even most of the Old West, you had to check your guns when you went into the
right.
saloon.
Right, well, sure. Yeah, sometimes when you went into the town, period, you know, you checked them in with the sheriff, that kind of thing. You checked your shooting irons in. So, yeah. And speaking of First Amendment, I had the opportunity in a redneck bar in Indiana, in southern Indiana, right around the inauguration time, to talk to a few gentlemen who were Trump supporters, and they didn't really like what I was saying about him, but... After I'd made some insinuations about his wife being an illegal alien, and he himself being less than a real man, they seemed to be getting a little stirred up. And I said to him, I can't tell you this, guys. I'm just a Buckeye with opinions, and also the First Amendment comes before the Second, so I'd appreciate you letting me have my say before you shoot me. Which they. While they were laughing, I ducked out, but anyways.
Well, one of my favorite news studies, 81% of white, born-again Christians support Trump, higher than any religious group
right.
in the country.
Right.
White, born-again, evangelical Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a problem with it.
No,
I mean,
no.
Look, he's been married three times
right.
in the name of Jesus.
There you go.
He's been married three times.
Amazing.
He's runs casinos. Jesus loves gambling. I mean, he encouraged those Roman soldiers
yes,
to
absolutely.
Gamble over
right
his
ahead.
Garments. Did he not?
Yeah.
So he's
that's
a
right.
casino
sure
man.
Did. Yeah.
He, the Don was hooked up with the Dons, the mafia, as
right.
a developer in
yeah.
in
go.
New York.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And so if you think about this, any known philanderer, he had these wildly publicized affairs.
That's
praise,
amazing.
Praise Trump's holy name.
Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it? It really is.
Yeah, he's the Christian.
Yeah.
And not only that, he doesn't
candidate.
Know the Bible. He doesn't know.
Not very
know,
well.
2 Corinthians. 2 uh-huh. Corinthians. Come on. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans. 1 and 2 Corinthians.
Wow.
What Christian doesn't know that?
Holy cow. That's pretty good, Dr. Bob.
Don't make me pull out my sword. I used to do sword drills
I forgot
as
that
a
you
young man.
Did have Southern roots. You had mentioned that at one point in time.
Yes,
you're not
was,
just connected to
trained, so,
you know, Detroit Detroit mafia, but you also have Southern roots.
I
so here
know.
It is.
Well,
here it comes. Here
family,
it comes.
The mom's side of the family.
Pound that Bible, yeah, Brother Bob.
Totally. You know, 2 Corinthians, right? Mm. So, hi, I don't know anything about the Bible, but the people I listen to love the amoral Niccolò Machiavelli, who thinks you should use religion and Christianity in particular to manipulate people. So, hi, I'm a chronic habitual liar who exaggerates every word out of my mouth, is boastful and prideful, and goes against the teachings of Christ every word. And I own casinos, and I fleece people for money.
Mm-hmm.
And I deal with foreign nations and brutal dictators.
Right.
And I was married three times.
Right, right, right.
And I hate immigrants, even though I brought the last trophy wife in from another country.
I kind of liked when he pointed out that she calls him daddy. I thought that was I thought that was rather telling. It was at the point where he was up in North Dakota amazed that they had a drought, and he also pointed out that she calls me daddy.
And I hope but, if,
wow, that's a little TMI.
I hope there's some there's you some know? White evangelical Christians out there that are, you know, listening
amazing.
To this show.
And, yeah, right. Just flipping through the dial looking for their Christian station.
Why are they talking bad about Trump?
Yeah, why would they do that?
I mean, again.
On that their Sinclair broadcasting station, they say nice things about him. Yeah.
Well, they sure do.
They had a nice little interview there on him, too.
And Sinclair, when it's not involved secretly in covert energy operations for commando units of the U.S. Army, Sinclair has a whole side to it. And also their key PR guy, their vice president for community outreach, was a former CIA agent. We wrote about that. There's an article online if you look up, you know, kind of sort of a Stepford TV guy.
Sure,
yeah,
absolutely.
I had a theory, you know, he had a microwave in his butt. But again, Donald Trump, I cannot believe anyone would call themselves a Christian and support Donald Trump. I know you couldn't pledge allegiance to the Antichrist or Beelzebub, so you thought you'd go with Trump.
Good old Beelzebub.
Yeah. Can you imagine, you know, again, Jimmy Carter they went after?
Yeah,
I mean, how
they
do you
sure
go after
did,
this born-again Sunday school
They sent a rabbit after him, right? While he was in his canoe. Do you remember that
That's
story?
Right, that rabbit story.
The attack rabbit. He just swam right after Jimmy Carter in the canoe.
And Donald Trump could
I don't know what the Christians
on,
had to do with
but
that.
But I believe Donald Trump could have walked on water and slayed that rabbit.
He probably could
with
have.
The jawbone of an ass, beaten the rabbit. Smoting him around
all
his
right,
hip.
All right, Reverend Bob.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's get back to one more time.
One more time, the Free Press.
We're
going
to tell people, come on
protest
down to the
fest.
Protest Fest, see some great music, eat some chow, see your friends, socialize in the flesh while you help keep the best alternative paper that I know of around, the Columbus Free Press, while you keep it alive.
And surprisingly,
again,
it's tax-deductible.
Hey, only $10 and tax-deductible.
C3.
Sure. And feel free, since it's a protest and psychedelic fest, feel free to do Oops, I can't say that, can I? I can't suggest anyone do psychedelics when they come there. No,
well,
that wouldn't
happen.
Well,
you can.
Sorry,
you
I'll suggest
can't sell
it.
Sell them. I think it's not
I
illegal.
I wasn't planning on
like Timothy Leary to say,
I wasn't
tune
planning on
that.
That was not in the plan.
Turn on, tune in, drop out.
Monday, November 13th, 6 to 11 p.m. The doors are at 6. The awards are at 7. And it's at 1200 West 3rd Avenue, Woodlands Tavern in Grandview. Come on down and have some fun with us, please.
In honor the likes of Tekla, Taylor Lagway.
Yes, indeed.
Lifetime Achievement Award for Community Activism.
Yes. And also
she's everywhere, marching for the Immokalee workers so they can get paid an extra penny a pound. She marches in the cold, driving rain. She's always there, and she's been at it now for more than half a century.
And if she can make it, you can.
Gross, the treasurer of this station.
WGRN. Right.
Again, Green Educational Fund. And Amber Evans with PJP, among others.
And there's
Let's
a surprise award, too, right? A surprise award.
A surprise award.
A surprise award. So that's another reason to come. See the surprise and see who gets that award.
All right, time to go, Dan.
Okay, other side.
Bye.
See you.